Happy Sunday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We've got another bonus show. It's a Be Our Guest podcast community check-in that was originally recorded on Friday evening, March 27th, 2020. This was our virtual happy hour. We got together to wrap up a crazy week and talked Disney. We talked about how we are handling all of the self-isolation and all of the changes to our typical schedules here around the country and even around the world. We had calls from all over the United States and even Australia. So we hope you're hanging in there. We just got together to talk about life. And of course, we talked about Disney and how they decided to close the parks indefinitely. We talked about what that means. We also talked about possible upcoming character meals, maybe new pavilions at Epcot, and much more. So we hope you enjoy today's show. Don't forget, when it comes time for your next Disney adventure, please use the folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check out their website at themagicforless.com. It's a great trip planning tool to get started whenever you're going to a Disney destination, whether it's a Disney Cruise Line, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Adventures by Disney. They have all the information in that one great spot. And while you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away, and you'll be planning that next Disney vacation. So check them out. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You still get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support the show, and it means so much in these crazy times right now. So please click through and use it as often as you can. I sure appreciate that. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Good evening, everybody. This is Mike here from the Be Our Guest podcast with another Be Our Guest podcast community check-in. We're recording this one live on Facebook, as we always do. It is Friday, March 27th, 2020. Still in the middle of the self-isolation from the COVID-19 outbreak all around the world. Most of us are staying in and doing our part to flatten the curve, and I think everybody here is doing a pretty good job. So we are having a virtual happy hour tonight here on Facebook. You know, you got to take lemons and make lemonade sometimes. And that's what we're doing. We're all home. We're all here. We've got our devices, our phones, our TVs, and we can all get together and call in and share what we're doing. What was the last week like for you? What did you do? Maybe you're in one of those essential fields. Again, a huge thank you to all of our nurses, doctors, folks that work in the medical field anywhere, folks that support the medical field, truck drivers, grocery store workers, fast food server, people working in the fast food restaurants, the other restaurants that are doing curbside to go. If you're out in the gas stations, the Walmarts, the Targets, if you're out there hustling during this time, thank you so much for being out there while the rest of us hunker down, because without you guys, we'd be in a huge, huge mess. And you guys are the unsung heroes among us. So please do be careful, be safe, everybody, and let's have a good time for the next hour. I love our community. I love that you always take time to listen to the shows and tune in live here on Facebook, as we're doing every night around 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. I'm trying to hit that right on time for everybody. And we've got everybody posting in the Facebook Live what we're having to drink. We've got frozen margs. We have a Topo Chico for Amy. I don't even know what that is. Let's see. It's real estate agents. Yes. Shout out. It's just, we have all kinds of stuff. Frozen margs in New Hampshire for Cody. There we go. All right. You know what? And Andrea's talking about something we're going to talk about here in just a second. So we're going to open the phone lines in about 2 minutes. It'll be 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. My goal tonight is for me to do not as much talking and just to listen to your stories. Call in and share a story. Tonight does not have to be about Disney. Tonight can be about what's happening in your community. Maybe you saw something where folks are rallying together. What's your typical day like? What are some blessings you found in the middle of all this madness? So let me just kind of talk about, someone asked earlier as we were kind of in the pre-show about a typical day here in my life. Okay, so because some things have changed, a lot has not. I'm about to sneeze, so I'm trying not to. Sorry about that. Holding it, stifling a sneeze. All right, I think I'm good. I got it. Weirdest thing ever, but we're live. What could we do? So anyway, My life has been pretty normal. I do work and travel full time. That's what I've been doing for the last 3 years. And so obviously the travel industry is taking a big hit, as Amy in the chat can attest to. She's a flight attendant. We found out just about 2 hours ago that Walt Disney World and Disneyland have closed, and they are going to, we knew they were closed. We knew that we were waiting to find out they were closed through March 31st. And we've been waiting on pins and needles all week to find out when is that going to be extended, because Universal extended their closure until April 19th. And we figured Disney would probably follow suit somewhere in that neighborhood. And late this afternoon, we found out Walt Disney World and Disneyland are just closed until further notice. I don't know if that's good news or bad news. You know, a lot of people are asking me about, A lot of people are asking me about what that means, and I really don't know. And I think that's what Disney is telling us. They have no idea what's going on as far as how long this will last, what the impacts are going to be to the guest experience when we get down to Walt Disney World or to Disneyland. So I think they're just taking a wait and see approach, which I understand the frustration if you have a trip booked. For example, if I was booked for May 1st, I don't know how I would feel right now, to be honest, you know, because will the parks be open? Won't they? We don't know. But I mean, even if they would have set a date, if they would have said today that the parks are going to open again on April 19th, that's throwing a dart at a dartboard. That didn't mean the parks are going to open on April 19th. It's just some date they pulled out of a hat. So I think rather than doing that, they just decided to stay until further notice. So stay tuned. My best advice is to keep your trips on the books if you can. I know what a lot of my guests have done. If you can, you know, afford one extra deposit, which is not totally refundable, is a lot of folks are booking backup trips for late summer or fall or winter. So maybe if you don't get to go in May, you have one on the books for September or November, and you get to have a different season, a different festival. So a lot of people are doing that. If you get to go in May, then you cancel the November trip. Nothing hurt. You don't lose any money. So a lot of people are doing that. But, you know, just hang in there, especially if you're like from May on. I think I'm knocking on wood here. I'm hoping you're going to be okay. So don't worry about it. But I mean, if you have obviously I think April's going to be a goner in my opinion, but from May on, just hang tight and maybe get a backup trip. But I think if you're like June, I would just stick with it. We're going to be fine. All right. So about my typical day. So my typical day starts, I'm a creature of habit. I'm very much a creature of habit. So every day I get up at 4:45, alarm goes off, and I get up and I have all my running stuff laid out on the couch in the living room, so I don't wake anybody up getting ready. So I have my sneakers, my socks, my shirts, my hats, I have little hand warmers if it's cold. I have everything laid out ready to go. And I'm usually out of the house by about 5 to 5. So the running path I run on is about 2 minutes down right behind our house around this little lake. I get out, I do my run, and then I come home, take my shower, and have my breakfast. I always have a bagel with an egg and peanut butter every morning with a Coke Zero. Then I get right to work. I typically work until about 11:30. That's when I take my break for lunch. And then I will be honest, many days since I get up so early, and I know that sleep is important, I take a quick power nap for about 30 minutes in the afternoon, back to work, and then dinner usually around 4:30 or 5. Have dinner, then I work for a couple hours in the evening, and then watch the news usually from 9 to 10 or something. And then I start heading to bed at 10. So my life isn't that exciting, but that's what I do. That's pretty much it. It varies a little bit on the weekends, but that's my day of the week. Ritual, I guess you could call it. So we will see. All right. So that's mine. So, hey, you want to give us a call? Let us know what you're thinking, what you're talking about. Again, tonight's show, it's a Friday night. It's the weekend. We don't have to talk Disney, but if you want to, we're all Disney fans. That's what we do. So 407-413-9395. I just opened up the phone lines, so they are wide open. You're going to get in right now if you call 407-413-9395. I just hope that you guys are all safe and well wherever you tuned in. Also, one thing I will say, and this is kind of another conversation we can have tonight. Let me get Spencer's call here, and then we'll talk about that here in just a second. Hey, Spencer, how's it going? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mike, it's Spencer.
How's it going? How are you doing?
I'm all right. I've just been trying to call for weeks now and haven't been able to get through. I love these community check-ins that you guys are doing.
I appreciate that, buddy. I'm glad you called in because I need to get a sip here. So go ahead. What's on your mind?
So you said you didn't have to call about Disney, so I'll talk a little bit about my day. I get up, I work from home, I'm miserable, and I go back to bed when I get out of work for a little bit, take a nap. But I really wanted to call and talk about my last two trips to Disney. They were completely different than any of my other trips, because the first one I was actually down in Orlando for a job interview, and it was a week-long deal. And on Wednesday, they told me that it wasn't going to work, which is a good thing because I agreed with them. So I got to go to Disney for the rest of the week with the rental car and a hotel, and they paid me for the week. So I got a free annual pass out of it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know, speaking of annual passes, I was having this discussion with Pam today. We always go for a walk right now in the afternoon for about 30 minutes just to keep our sanity. And the good news out of all, I mean, there's not a lot of good news, but my annual pass will be good for marathon weekend next year, where it usually expired like 2 or 3 days before the next year's marathon weekend. They always made it like, you know, 368 days away. So at least I won't have to get one until after that. So it'll save me a couple months. So I've got to look.
Yeah,
for
mine got extended into the middle of January.
Yep, that's about what mine will be too now, I think, because I got it on January 1st. So what are we at, about 2 weeks-ish right now? So it'll probably actually go into February by the time this is all over.
Yeah, so we had a trip booked for October, but because I had to use the vacation going on an interview, I didn't have the vacation for my October trip. So we actually just pushed that back to the 15th to 22nd of January. So my last day there will be, well, unless they keep extending it, the last day of my annual pass.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, the only thing you can do, I mean, this is so unprecedented. We don't know what to think, what to guess. I mean, I know that I saw somebody posting in the Facebook Live comments, and they're right. I mean, Disney is paying their hourly employees until April 18th, which I appreciate. They're trying to help out the travel partners. They really are. I mean, I truly believe they're doing what they can. They don't do everything perfect, but I think they are trying to do right by most right now. So maybe that 18th, 19th date is out there, but I still think, I mean, nobody knows. I mean, this thing could be not really going away by then, and they're not going to open that park. Because think about it. The worst thing you could do is that everybody gets back together and this starts spreading again. I mean, once you start to get momentum as far as this thing starting to wane, I think we got to just, it's going to be so hard. Because even in my, I don't know, let me ask you this, Spencer. So, like, in our neighborhood today, it was 82 degrees in St. Louis. It was nice. It's been, and everybody's outside. I mean, people are still social distancing, but, like, the park, I took Mallory to the park to throw the Frisbee. I mean, we were far apart in a big field. But you saw all kinds of people out fishing and running and, you know, kicking soccer balls. People are ready to be done with the social distancing because it takes discipline. But I think that's what we're going to have, yeah, especially moving into April.
Yeah, I work in the food industry, so we're still going. What they were doing at my work when I was there last week, because we're alternating weeks on and off in at location or at home, they're actually taking everyone's temperature before they're allowed to even step foot into the anywhere, really, outside the lobby, basically. Even they canceled all visitors, just all the employees have to get their temperature taken. And it's great, I think, that A, we're still open because, you know, people are still working, but I think that they're taking it really seriously with the temperature takes, with having half the office home 1 week, half the office working from home the next week. And I really commend my company for that.
I agree, because we're still taking out, not all the time. You know, we're obviously the income is not going to be what it normally would be over the next couple of months because, it's, you guys all know the way travel agents get paid is when a guest travels. It's not when the guest books. It's not when the guest, you know, when you do ADRs or fast passes. It's a fine system. There's nothing wrong with the system except for when something like this happens that a guest has to travel, and then once that trip is totally complete, because I get it, you know, that's when Disney gets their final revenue, and that's when the travel agent gets paid their commission. So in the, you know, as the parks are closed and nobody's traveling, the commissions dry up and go away. So we've been, you know, trying to be a little bit frugal, obviously having spaghetti and stuff like that instead of going, you know, out to eat every night. But we also kind of in the same vein, we want to support the economy, and we've got these places we normally go to and servers that we like, and we're still trying to get takeout and maybe not getting such a big order, but also continuing to tip because you got to do what you can to support these folks because that's their income source too.
I had someone from DoorDash get me something the other day, and I tipped on the app, and then I left him some cash, too, because, you know, they're struggling, and, you know, I talked to him for a second through the door, and he said that it's feast or famine, so either there's a million orders and you can't get to them all, or there's no orders at all. So they're struggling, too, so I threw him a few extra bucks, not, you know, I'm not Mr. Moneybags over here, but I know people are struggling, so I help out when I can.
Yeah, same here. I mean, we're, you know, it's a down, you know, this is the time where I really shouldn't be tipping extra because, you know, it, like I said, the income has gone down and it's going to go down significantly. But I mean, you still have to do what's right by everybody because we're, I totally believe this. We're all in this together. We're going to come through. We're going to have some lean months here. But the good news is, I was talking to Matt Parrish about this last night when we did the last call-in show, is that, you know, this time, while we may be in some kind of an economic downturn, the economy was doing well. So I think that, you know, everybody's going to want to travel will be, you know, some people may be a little nervous about traveling for a little bit. I would say maybe through the summer. If things die down, I think the fall will be fine. And moving forward, we hopefully will be back to normal. But I mean, most industries, especially like I would say eating out, has been booming around where we live. So hopefully that turns around and people will be like, I'm done eating at home. You know, I can get back out there and support all these restaurants.
Yeah, it's just a scary time, and I think we'll come out better than expected, but I think it's going to take longer than we expect, in my personal opinion.
That's right. Well, hey, buddy, I appreciate you always tuning in. You're one of our biggest supporters. I want you to stay safe and healthy, and I hope that you know, things aren't as bad as they can get and that you can hang in there on this.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you later, buddy.
Stay healthy, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395. Just I want to hear what's going on in your world. So that's great hearing from Spencer, and he works in the food industry, which is good that they're taking temperatures and stuff like that because that makes me feel good. And you got to think about it. This is kind of like the Disney situation. In the food service industry, the last thing they want is, you know, a group of folks in the community getting ill because they went out to eat, got some takeout food from a restaurant. That'd be terrible because then that would just wipe out that industry. Nobody would be eating out again. So you just got to be super careful. I'm glad they are. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Marlessa calling from New York City, as always. How are you?
Hey, Marlessa, how you doing? Hopefully you're hanging in there. I know New York's having a rough time.
It is, yeah. I think last time I called, I was, you know, trying to focus on that balance between not freaking out, but also acknowledging that it's you know, a stressful situation. I've definitely been more stressed this week, to be honest, but, you know, hanging in there, doing, what I can to stay safe. And as I always tell you, these extra shows really, really help a lot. And it's great to, you know, do these live shows and also to listen to them again when I'm working out inside or trying to get a run in.
I sure appreciate that.
Thank you again.
I'll tell you what, it's therapy for me because, you know, when I check Facebook or check Twitter, you know, you see screen names, you see avatars, and you always hope, but, you know, hearing somebody's voice, like talking to you tonight, talking to Spencer, talking to everybody who calls in, we all get to kind of share as a community. We all hear each other's voices. We know our struggles, we know our triumphs, and we're going to make it through this together. So, you know, I truly believe it's therapy for me, but hopefully this is something that a year from now we can look back on and say, you know what, we made it through that because we rallied together. So let's hope that's the case.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And so I have a quick, I guess, positive thing that happened in New York City today that made me feel good. And then I have a fun, what I think is a fun Disney-related question.
Okay.
So the quick positive thing is that at around 7 p.m. today in New York City, I was encouraged through social media for people to clap, kind of in celebration to honor the essential workers who are still working really hard, you know, to keep us safe and fed and all that. And I thought that was a really great, you know, representation of what you were talking about earlier, that we're all in this together. I can't say that without thinking of High School Musical, but it's very, very true. You know,
we're all Wildcats right now.
Oh yeah. Wildcats sing along. Okay. Now we're going to start singing.
<That's> right.
We be our guest podcast sing along.
That's right.
Not a bad idea, but one day maybe, yeah, so that made me, you know, kind of happy to see that. But a fun question that I thought of is if you had the power at Disney to add one character meal, it, you know, can be anywhere, any character, you know, like which character meal would you want to have, like which characters or maybe where you'd want to be? And the second question is if you can add any pavilion to the World Showcase, what would it be?
The character meal I've been saying for years, and I truly believe that there has to be some reason this has not been done. There has to be some legal thing that I don't know about, because I've always said they need a Toy Story character breakfast or just meal all day long. Obviously, now you can put it in the studios in Toy Story Land, because I think that most of the character meals are geared, and it, you know, again, this is a gender thing, but I mean, this is just me as a dad. I have two girls, you know, so I'm coming at from the, you know, girl dad side of things. But you got like Akershus Princess Breakfast. You got Cinderella's Royal Table, kind of a girly thing. You got a lot of these. Now, of course, you got Chef Mickey's. That could be either. You know, any meal can be either. But I'm saying with a Toy Story all-day meal, Buzz and Woody, Jesse and Bullseye, you could even get the Prospector. You got a gajillion characters you could have in there. I think that thing would be the hottest thing ever, ever, ever. But you could do that. As far as the pavilion, I would like to see Australia, because I think every American, I only know Americans, but I think we all are like, I'm like, I want to go to Australia, but I'll probably never get there just because it's so far away. But I'm really intrigued by Australia, so that'd be cool. So give me your two answers, because you just lit up the chat room. It's going nuts now.
All right. Well, I'm glad I did that. I always, when I call you, I turn off for Facebook, because otherwise I get distracted, like watching you talk. So my answer, so for the pavilion, my answer was actually going to be Greece or Australia. Okay. Greece, because fun fact about me, I love Greek mythology, Greek culture, taught myself that Greek mythology stuff for years. And I think it's really great culture, great food. In Australia, kind of similar for what you said, my boyfriend Frank is like obsessed with wanting to go to Australia, researches it all the time. I have a friend originally from Australia. I'm always asking her about stuff. So it definitely sounds like that'd be a great pavilion. And you know, aside from Antarctica, it's really, I think, the one continent that, well, I guess, you know, Brazil, but I mean, like, you know, because you have Africa and Asia pretty well represented in Animal Kingdom, Animal Kingdom Lodge, so it would be great to have Australia. But for the character meal, I've given this a lot of thought, and I haven't seen this suggested before, but while I think, you know, Toy Story meal would be awesome, Star Wars meal would be awesome, I think a cool meal, either for breakfast or for dinner, like a legendary heroes meal with Hercules and Meg, and then Mulan and Shang. Nice. 'Cause then I think that helps kind of what you were saying of like, I think it's something that would appeal to boys and girls kind of equally. Like Meg's very popular, I think, with adults. So with me, I know Ricky likes her a lot too. And then, you know, Hercules, you know, same thing. I think both of those movies also have a lot of great, like, kind of cult followings, especially, you know, with songs like Go the Distance, I'll Make a Man Out of You, and just think it'd be fun. And yeah, that's my suggestion.
Think, too, what Disney should do, if you remember, it was probably about 5 years ago, Disney did that Star Wars breakfast. Remember? But it was a temporary thing. It was only for a few months. I think it was at Sci-Fi. If I recall, I know it was in the studios, but they just did it for a while. And if they would just take the chance to test something like that, what if they, you know, because I mean, think about it, like Hollywood and Vine at the studios, not super popular. I mean, it's okay popular, but you don't hear a lot about it. Why not just throw in, like you said, like this, it's always villains. Why do we always got to be bad people? Why can't we have some heroes? Like you said, you know, like, I guess the dirt sells, I don't know, the villains, but I mean, how about some heroes for a change? And you know what, throw it into Hollywood and Vine for 3 or 4 months and see what happens. You know, I'm always like that because it could be the biggest thing. And then you decide, hey, we're going to go with it. But I mean, you know, maybe everybody is evil and they all want to go eat with the villains. Who knows? And they're like, forget that. We don't want to hang out with Hercules and Meg, but give it a shot. You know, I think that they should, because they did that with Star Wars. And obviously, I mean, you knew Star Wars would be successful, but I think these smaller things, you got to give them a shot and just give the people a chance.
Oh yeah, definitely. 'Cause I think they're like increasingly like leaning into you know, like the age group of people that grew up very much with the 90s, like at least in some merchandise, like you're seeing like, you know, Max and Goofy, like everywhere from like, you know, Goof Troop and all that. And we're seeing the villains party, like you said, like, which I think it seems pretty popular, at least with, you know, the people like my age group, like 20s, 30s, all that stuff. So yeah, why not the hero breakfast or dinner? And like you said, we deserve the good guys too. We just, you know, the heroes too.
With Disney, it doesn't pay
not
to
that
be
Mickey's
a hero.
Not heroic.
Yeah,
but.
he's heroic. Yeah, that's true. Mickey, yeah. Mickey, but I mean, he only gets Chef Mickey's, you know. So whatever. Well, we'll have to see. Yeah. I like these ideas. So we're gonna throw this out there to everybody. But hey, thanks for calling in. We're gonna do it again tomorrow night. So hopefully, check in there and you know, have a good Friday night. Enjoy your drinks. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
We'll do. Stay safe and talk to you soon.
All righty. Take care. All right.
Take care. Bye, Mike.
Bye. Okay, so there's your question, and we got a lot of great feedback in the Facebook comments, and a lot of people are agreeing with the Toy Story thing. We're getting India, Greece, Brazil, India. Think about that. The most populous country in the world, I believe, and they have a cool culture. I mean, I've never obviously been to India, but everything I've read, I would like to learn more about it. I would think there would be good food, good cultural stuff to learn about, great cultural exchange with the cast members. I'd like that. India is a good one. Of course, Jenny Lee is all about Australia. We're just going to have to crash her country, or she's going to have to bring artifacts over to Epcot for us next time she comes so that we can have that. Andrea says Greece, and let's see here, just a couple others. Oh, also, I wanted to shout out to, where'd she go? I saw it, and stuff is scrolling so quickly. I believe it was Deanna. She is listening live right now from the pharmacy where she works. Yes, Deanna. So she's at the pharmacy. So thank you. I wanted to shout you out because we appreciate everything you're doing. Being back there, also Mary Jo Collins, probably not listening, but a good friend of mine on Twitter. She's a pharmacist as well during these crazy, crazy times. Neil says Spain. I think Spain would be cool too. I learned a lot about Spain. All right, when I took Spanish for 5 years, guys. 5 years of Spanish. Can I speak it? No, but I do like Mexican food. So there you go. Speaking of, how about a cheers with the margarita here as it's our virtual happy hour. Good call. Eric says cars at the sci-fi. That'd be kind of interesting. Yeah, I like it. That's a good tie-in. Okay, so 407-413-9395. Phone line's wide open. You want to be on the show? Give us a call. This only works if you call in and share the microphone with me tonight. I will say, some of the small blessings in all this. Of course, there's not a lot of blessings. There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, negative stuff. We're all trying to stay inside and stay healthy and stay away from everybody else, which is a shame because the world is best when we all get out there and interact and make friends and share experiences. But we'll just have to put that on hold for a little bit here. But I'll share some of my small blessings here in a second. We have our next call. Thank you for calling in. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Alfred.
Hey, Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. I just came on, and I hear you saying, oh, I need people to call in. I said, all right, I'll call in.
Yes, I don't want to talk for an hour straight. Nobody wants to hear it. So there you go.
Yeah, right. So I'm a little upset how they delayed the opening of the parks again.
So
I knew it was going to happen,
but what would you have done? I mean, that's the thing is I was frustrated a little, but then I was thinking, okay, I'm in charge. What do I do? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. Right. I got over it. But the fact that they didn't give a date now, at least the first time they said by the end of March, this time they said indefinitely. And I don't like that word. They could have said April 15th. And, you know, and at least you have an end point where you can hope for, you know.
I thought like you when this first came out about 3 hours ago. Yeah. I thought the exact same way. But the more I've thought about it, and I've also had one and a half margaritas at this point, is that maybe it's helped me think better. But here's the thing. With this, you know, because I think Universal put the 18th and the 19th as their date. Okay. And I think Legoland did the same this morning.
Right.
So, but the thing is, even if you set a date at this point, you put the 19th, the 20th, the 18th, nobody knows.
It's going to get postponed.
I mean, it doesn't matter if they put, you know, if you think about it, it doesn't, I know like mentally, I would have liked to have a date because I'm working with a ton of guests that are trying to decide, well, do I keep my reservation? Do I cancel now?
Yeah,
do
I risk? Cancel.
I mean, you know, and it's like, well, you know, what if I'm like April 23rd? You know, and I'm like, I don't know. But the thing is, Disney doesn't know either. So they're just in a tough spot. And I think that they're just kind of throwing their hands in the air and saying, you know what? We're just going to wait and see and do the best we can. I mean, that's what I think is happening.
Exactly. That's what's happening. I know. And I got over. I realized exactly the same thing. But it's like you don't want to hear that word.
No, I didn't want to hear it either. Trust me. Because all week I've been, you know, I don't sleep well when I have stuff up in the air. And so every night that I would go to bed, I would just go to bed saying, okay, as soon as I wake up in the morning, that announcement's going to happen, you know, that they've canceled the first two weeks of April or whatever. And every morning I would get up, nothing, you know, crickets. Yeah. And I just, you know, I was on edge.
But you the other day that it's coming.
Well, yeah, you knew it was coming.
At the end of the month, they're going to say it. right. They said it.
If you think about it, back on March 12th, I mean, you just got to start putting the, you know, it's just connecting the dots. Mm-hmm. Back around March 12th, the CDC said 8 weeks, right, for gatherings of 50 or less. Okay, so anywhere you go, Walt Disney World, I mean, even if you're in the little holding spot to get on a bus to a park, that's probably 50 folks. I mean, that's like the smallest area you're going to be in there. So you got to go basically almost 2 months from that announcement. So you're talking, I'm guessing mid-May is what I'm looking at, because especially now at the shelter in place in Osceola and Orange County, you just, I mean, they have to follow the laws. They got to keep everybody safe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even here, you know, where I am, we're basically in.
Yeah.
That's it, you know.
I mean,
they said only essential going out.
Yeah,
so like today, for the first time since Monday, I went to the grocery store.
Luckily,
because I just said I've got to go.
we send Paige out for things like that, but we've been getting takeout about two or three times a week. So she goes and gets that. We have fajitas tonight. I get out and get to have my run. That's here in our little subdivision. It's just right behind my house. I can see it. I can see the path right now, looking out my window. But that's it. I mean, my poor Jeep is sitting there thinking I'm neglecting it. I mean, I work from home anyway, but like I always, I would, you know, take Mallory to cheerleading and, you know, meet Pam for dinner here and there, you know, in transition. That stuff just isn't happening, which is fine.
No,
once we get through that,
happening.
It'll be better though. Once we get through it. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually sat outside all day.
Well, that's what I was going to talk
about.
Me
and a neighbor went outside. It was a beautiful day here. It was like probably 65. And we brought our lunch outside at like 12:15, and we didn't come in till about 6:30.
I'll tell you what, I have seen more folks in my neighborhood, and this is kind of the bizarre thing. We're supposed to stay, basically the story is stay apart. Don't be around anybody. But the thing is, I've seen more people taking walks. I've seen more friendly people, like smiles, waves. For example, I was going to share this. This right before this show, I was outside. Mallory was coloring with sidewalk chalk on our sidewalk in front of her house, and Paige and I were playing catch. She got out the gloves. We're throwing a softball around, and the neighbors from across the street, we still hadn't met. We moved in last July. They came over. Now they stayed far away, but they introduced themselves.
Right.
We talked to them for a while. My next door neighbor came, you know, again just over to the side of the yard. You know, we're talking with him, and the community's coming together, even though.
Yeah.
I think it shows how badly we're social creatures. We want to be together, but we're being careful. And I think that's, again, it kind of happened after 9/11 too. You saw people just being nicer and better to each other. So hopefully this sticks when it all goes
away. I'm noticing that too here.
Yeah.
Because it seems like everyone's waving, everyone's saying hi if you're outside, you know. And it's amazing how I think the world is sticking together. It's coming together. You know, they're not thinking, well, you know, without getting political, well, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat. That's not being thought of.
Yep.
People are just thinking, oh, we're all one. We're all going through this.
That's right. You know, I look at it as
let's be kind.
The thing is, this thing doesn't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, tall, short, fat, skinny. It doesn't care.
Right.
I mean, it's like it's an equal opportunity destroyer, and it's killing our economy. You know what? Not, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, I want to help you get through this because I hope somebody's got my back too.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the only way we get this. So you're so
and
right
I think
off.
That's what's happening.
Yep.
Which I'm happy about.
I agree. Yeah. So hopefully some good can come out of this. You know, I think a lot of times struggle brings good. So let's make good out of this.
I just can't wait for the parks to open again.
Me too. God.
Well, I can go.
I want those parks to open for a lot of reasons, buddy.
Well, you need it for the money part.
Well, I like going too. Don't get me wrong. I didn't get my summer vacation on the books yet. So I'm ready to get back, man. I'm with you. Let's do this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking I'm going to go August.
I'm thinking June.
On top of my New Year's trip.
I'm looking at June, but fingers crossed. We'll see.
Yeah.
Or 4th of July, probably. That'd be an awesome thing. 4th of July, back at
Epcot. And you know what? I think it'll be quiet, too.
I think it will.
People are going to be scared to go.
But I think the fall is going to be crazy. I think once we get through the summer and everything's okay, and I think it will be, the fall's going to be a nut house. So be ready because people are going to be so jonesing for their trips.
Yep.
All right.
But
well,
the good thing with August is they're going to go back to school.
Yes. Yeah. Get back. Will the kids even remember what school is by that point? I don't know. Like, they won't know how to find their school.
Yeah, or is this the new way of doing things?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we don't go back to school. We just get on our Chromebooks. We use Chromebooks now, guys.
Yeah, yeah. And with the aid going to be cut from every district.
Yeah, that's true. I hope not.
They might have to go to this.
At least my wife's been teaching 22 years. She's good.
Yeah.
That's good. All right.
I got to put up my tutor flyers now.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, business is booming. That's right. Double your price.
Because I was a teacher until right now I just substitute, but I was an English teacher to start and then a library media specialist.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have my experience.
I might be back in that classroom before you know it. Who knows? No, probably not.
Yeah, No.
All right, Alfred, I got him stacked up here on the board, so I got to get to these other calls. But hey,
it worked.
Talk to you tomorrow night. You got it in. I'll talk to you tomorrow night, buddy.
All right. See you later. Good one.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's get to the next call here. We got him coming in now. Hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
What's going on, Joanne? How are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
It's your kind of show. It's a happy hour. I'm having my margarita. If you can see it on the screen, it's almost all gone.
I saw that. I was shocked.
Yep. Second one. I had one with my fajitas earlier. Got to have one on a day like today, man. I'm telling you. Can't be around your friends. Got bad news, but it'll be fine. We're all together. That's what matters. We're all healthy. We're all going to stay safe, and that's what matters.
Well, I'm here to give the realistic prediction of when things are going to be normal.
Don't make me sad. I'm saying mid-May. Don't tell me. Don't come in with like a September.
July 1 at the earliest.
I think it'll be before that.
And it may happen again.
Well, there's always that chance. There's always that chance because, you know, it doesn't take many to infect a lot.
But we're hunkered down. We went for a ride in the car today.
I'm about to... Really? Mallory wanted me to take the doors off the Jeep. It was 82 here today, and it's going to be 83 tomorrow, but storming. But she wants me. I'm like, we can't take the doors off the Jeep. It's March. It's, you know, we're not in Florida. I know it's been hot down there, but, it, you know, it's going to be cold again here in like 3 days probably. It's kind of like Cincinnati was.
It's been really hot here.
Yeah.
But we went top down. We have a favorite restaurant in Winter Garden called Market to Table. So they're doing carry out, and we thought we have to help the local businesses. And so we ordered dinner and got dessert and went up and picked up our dinner. So,
that's because we went to our Mexican
place.
That was
the big thing of the week.
I know. Isn't it? That's so sad. I know. Same thing. Like, we're fighting, like, Paige, you going to pick up the fajitas? Do you want me to go? Do you want me to drive you in the Jeep? Do you want me to put the top down? Like, 3 weeks ago, I'd have been like, Paige, please go get those fajitas. I don't want to go. It's like, I just want to go anywhere. Like, I just want to get out of the house. I'm going crazy. It's why I'm doing these shows every night. I got to have something to look forward to each evening.
So, well, I just wanted to call in and say hey and tell everybody to hang in there.
And I think Jay said earlier, I'm trying to find it. Da, da, da. It was the best line of the night. I had it on the screen. Let me find it. Oh, this chat goes so fast. I love it because that's good because we're having a great conversation. But he says, Haley said she wants everyone to feel better so we can go to Epcot. Is that not perfect?
I miss her so much.
I bet you. It'll be over soon. We'll get there.
They got a little rubber pool in their backyard. Actually, it's a big rubber pool. So we did FaceTime today and watched them playing around in the pool. And
well, we have a water puddle. It rained this morning. That's about it. We have a little grass.
So, is Pam has to teach her how is she doing all this?
So she did like Google Classroom, which is like distance learning for her kids last week. this past week has been her spring break. It was the regularly scheduled. What a spring break, right? You know, she can't leave the house hardly. Same with Mallory. It was her spring break. So she goes back on Monday to all. She just basically, they're not allowed to teach anything new. They're just putting up assignments for the kids and all the subjects, like reviewing and drilling and stuff like that, because the state's already called off this year's state assessment tests. So there's it's not really very high stakes at this point. It's just to keep the kids with, you know, keeping up with the skills they've already learned, is it?
Yeah. Florida has canceled their assessment tests. Yesterday, the teachers from the Whispering Oaks Elementary, which is the one down the street from us, all the teachers had a parade in their cars through the neighborhood, and all the kids got all excited about that.
How cool is that?
And we've had, for the past 2 days, a scavenger hunt that you had to put a zoo animal in your yard or in your window.
I love that.
And then the kids had to find where all of them are.
I love that idea. Where does everybody here is like coloring on their sidewalks with sidewalk chalk, which...
Yeah,
we have these huge thunderstorms coming in here any minute, so that's gonna be wiped away. So that all that hard work is gonna be gone. Sorry, kids. More bad news. But yeah, I like the idea of like maybe I saw some people like putting teddy bears in their front windows, and people are putting even some people around here are putting up Christmas lights. I'm not putting up Christmas lights. That's too much work because I just took them down not that long ago.
Well, I heard we're gonna do on the 31st. Halloween, something.
Well, how's that work? That's a social holiday. How are you going to do that?
You just have to put your Halloween decorations
up. Okay, I was going to say, the best part's the candy, but you got to go to the door. I'll tell you what, Pam and I this morning, I checked all my emails. I caught up for a few minutes. I went upstairs to see her. She was watching Price is Right. Again, it's her spring break. And so, obviously, this was recorded probably a month ago or more. And like TV's freaking me out right now because, you know, the lady gets called, come on down. She's sitting in the very back of the audience. She's running down the aisle. She's high-fiving people on both sides of the aisle. She gets up to contestants row. She's hugging people and high-fiving. She gets called to the stage. She gives Drew Carey a hug. I'm like, she's like killed 17 people already. Like this, she's touching every person in that audience. Like, what is she doing? Like, it's so funny how your perception of things just changed in 3 weeks. I mean, I'm noticing that now.
I've been watching the late night shows that do their at-home versions. And Jimmy Kimmel had on last night, he was going through the Where's Waldo book. And he said, it's freaking me out. They got this picture of this speech with thousands of people.
That's true. We're going to all be scarred.
You turn the page and they're on a cruise ship.
What are they doing to this guy? You know what? I'll never be able to survive Epcot on New Year's Eve ever again. Because you're just like the whole time, just shoulder to shoulder. You know, what are we going to do? Oh, well. I've been lucky enough to make it this far, so I think I'll make it the rest of the way, I hope.
I have this idea I'm going to do all these, like, home remodeling projects, but so far I've watched The White Queen, The White Princess, and The Spanish Princess.
So. Same. I'm like, okay, I did get the wall back up behind me. That was one of my projects, so that's up. It's not very perfect, but I still got to work on it, but it's there. So I got one thing done. And I had a rattle in my Jeep I fixed, so there you go. Two things. So we'll get some stuff done. Well, Joanne, hey, make sure you give the love to the family. Hang in there, and anytime you need us, just give us a call, okay? Tell Jerry we said hello.
All right.
Okay, take care. All right. Joanne's down there in Florida, living the Florida life. She has a pool, at least, in her quarantine. I don't have a pool in my quarantine, you know, but I'm not jealous or anything. All right, next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, it's Sam and Donna from New York.
Hey, Sam and Donna, what's going on? Last time we talked at Epcot, things were a lot different.
Yeah, I can't believe that was less than a month ago,
oh my
and now
God.
We're quarantined.
Whatever, that was like 7 years ago at this point, it feels.
It literally feels like a different lifetime ago.
So crazy. Yeah, we shared about 20 minutes talking in France, and yeah, that was back when you could actually like shake hands and, you know, not think you're going to die in 15 minutes. It's crazy.
Right.
So how are things going for you guys?
Exactly. We're good. I came out to Long Island to stay with my mom during this quarantine. So I left the city and just working from home and trying to get used to that.
How is that, though? Because, you know, I'm somebody who's worked from home for 3 years. This is nothing new other than the circumstances of I've been rescheduling and canceling trips rather than booking trips, which I, you know, typically it's the opposite direction for me. Not a lot has changed. Yeah. The only thing that's changed is like my wife's home. Paige is home from Mizzou because it's all closed. You know, Mallory's home now until probably the end of the year. So how are things changing for you? Like for somebody that has to kind of learn the work at home model, what's the good things? What are the bad?
So I work from home occasionally, but definitely not this often. And I'm usually alone. So getting used to like my mom's home and I'm sitting in the living room, I'm watching TV. I'm not really paying full attention. So that's probably not great. I'm like watching all my morning talk shows. And then I'm like, oh, it's noon. I should make a sandwich.
I think you eat more when you're home.
Yeah, I'm definitely eating a lot.
You eat all the time. That's the temptation. I will tell you from working at home. Yeah, it's like it's so easy just to go up and get like a Rice Krispie treat out of the pantry.
That was terrible. Yeah. I can't stop eating it. That's the worst part.
And then for about watching on Facebook, then you end up with this.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I keep calling it the quarantine 15 instead of.
Yeah.
The freshman 15.
I know. God, that's sure.
I think that's what the 19 in COVID-19 means. We're gonna gain 19 pounds.
19.
It's crazy. Oh my gosh, we're all gonna be. And it's so funny because I've seen like these posts, and honestly, they're kind of true. Like, you know, we always some people like would call people out because they didn't go to the gym. Now, if you were seen going to a gym, you would be like, what are you doing, you idiot? You're going to the gym. What are you thinking? Like, it was so the opposite.
No, you're like, you're heroic now if you don't go
exactly.
to the gym.
Exactly. Like, ooh, you're playing the Nintendo Switch. Well done. Well done. You haven't left your house in a week.
Yeah. I guess the good part is that I can kind of go on a run whenever I want. So that's nice. It's like lunch break, go for a walk and stuff.
So
but like
true.
You said, everyone's out. I've never seen so many people out. Everyone's friendly. Everyone's saying hi.
But they cross the street also.
Yeah.
If they see you coming on the right, they cross it over because they don't want
to. Oh, yes. You totally. So I run on this little quarter mile little loop around our lake and I'll tell you what, if you look out there around 6 o'clock, because it's been about 80, it was 80 yesterday, 82 today, and I think it's going to be 83 tomorrow. Oh. And it's typically right now like in the 50s in St. Louis. So it's like a heat wave. It's so beautiful. And I was telling my wife, because we can see the path from our kitchen table when we're eating dinner, we have a big patio door. And I told her, I said, it looks like the Indy 500 out there right now. Like you never see anybody on that path. And it's like, there's like 50 people on it. Like we have cabin fever so bad and it's good because people are spreading out, but people are getting out and getting some exercise, which in the long term, hopefully people will keep these routines, you know, when we can get back to it.
I love it. I love that everybody's walking and riding their bikes and going for dogs. It's great.
Absolutely.
It's great.
Let me ask you real quick. I want to ask you this and go ahead. So, because I've never been to New York. So the city is like Manhattan, right? Is that what you like the part of that's okay. So Long Island, is that more like suburbs or because like we live in the suburbs in St. Louis, like it's real spread out. Is that kind of what Long Island is?
Yeah. So there's an island off of New York. It looks like a fish and we're like all the way out kind of by the tail of the fish. And that's Suffolk. And then there's Nassau and Queens and Brooklyn are all on the fish. And then Manhattan's its own little island between like the state of New York and New Jersey.
Okay.
So we're suburbs out here. And then like, you know, by the time you get to Brooklyn and Queens, it's more city.
Yeah. Surrounded by
urban.
We have the boats, the fishing and all that.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Because you got to remember my perspective of New York is just Blue Bloods. That's what I watch every day. So. You know, I'm looking for like Commissioner Reagan, you know, D.A. Reagan, you know, detectives and all that stuff. So that's when I get up there, I'm going to be looking for Commissioner Reagan. Like I got to ride in a police car or something. I don't want to ride in a police car because I did something wrong. I'm just saying.
We'll give you a tour.
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
That's without a doubt.
So what else on your mind?
So, yeah, go ahead. We were wondering if, well, not that you would know, but we were just thinking if, like, the registration for Marathon Weekend for next year's Princess, if that's all going to be affected by the delay of the park.
Yeah, it is because when they canceled Star Wars in the fine print down at the very bottom, it said they're going to delay the registration for all the upcoming races. So I think it's two things. One is they're just in such a state of flux. I mean, maybe they don't have all the folks from Run Disney like going to be. They don't know if they're going to have the whole office staffed, you know, because they probably have to take, while it's pretty much an automated process, they probably have a lot of people there to answer questions, troubleshoot registration, and so forth. But also, this is what I'm thinking too, part of it is that I would imagine they want to wait till the parks get back open for the fact that you remember, a lot of us are crazy runners. This does not apply to like most of us, like me especially. But these races are expensive and they want people to feel more confident in the, you know, expendable income to be able to sign up for a, you know, like say a Dopey challenge, you know, a $600 commitment that's non-refundable. You want people to know that they have a job, that their job is, you know, kind of steadying out. It's not going to be, you know, they're hoping for the stimulus check just to get by the next month. Cause obviously then you're not signing up for a race. So I think they're kind of waiting for things to kind of just settle down and then they'll put it out there. Cause you know, people are going to sign up. There's really no rush at this point, but I'm thinking they're just waiting for things to stabilize a bit.
Yeah, especially with all these new runners out there now.
Everyone's exactly. Well, plus with Star Wars canceled, I mean, a lot of folks maybe you're like taking those funds that they got their refund back, and they're saying, well, you know what? Let's do Marathon Weekend this time. I think it's gonna be, you know, one of those things that Marathon Weekend is gonna be huge this year.
Yeah.
So you the race will be a different time, you think, or just to sign up?
No, just the sign up. The race, I think, will be at the same time. But I think that they'll delay the sign up because there's really no rush. I mean, they usually sign up in April for a January race. I can't imagine that waiting until June to sign up for a January race would look any different. I don't know what they do all that time. But I mean, they get your money and put it in the bank all that time. They make bank on it, I guess, you know, for two extra months, three extra months. I don't know, but whatever. We don't care. We sign up.
Right.
So
I missed it. I wish we could go there now. I wish I was stuck there.
No, I know. We'll make it through. We're going to keep doing these shows, and I'm going to be checking in on you guys. So you got to call in.
Okay.
All right. You guys stay safe. Good talking to you tonight. Stay safe.
Okay.
All right.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Cheers. Bye. All right. I hit the wrong button. But we have another call. Hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller from the 614. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike. It's Jenny from Australia. How are you?
Hey, Jenny. Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just waiting to go to my next real estate open.
Oh, my gosh. So my wife and I were talking about that. Like, people are still getting out and touring houses and all that stuff?
Yeah. So at the moment here in Australia, we're still considered an essential service. So they've stopped us from doing public opens like you normally would for a sale or a rental property. So you can't just arrive to look at a property. So we've had to change everything to private inspection only, which is really difficult because you can't really anticipate how many people are going to want to inspect a single property at a given time. So it's a lot of extra labor and a lot of uncertainty. So myself and one of my colleagues are actually... Normally we have one person doing opens on a Saturday, and today we have two because there's just, there's demand out there. People are still looking. People still need houses. So that will continue. But, yeah, it's definitely very interesting.
Yeah, that's great because my wife and I were talking about that because we moved just last July, you know, we did the whole thing where we closed on our old house and closed on our new house the same day. So we had to have everything out of the first house in a truck at the closing place at the lending company and then drive out here with all of our belongings on a couple of trucks and move in. And we said, you know, I can't imagine if, say, you were in the middle of that transition with all this going on, because are they down in Australia, you guys doing the social distancing and all that? Because I can't imagine. We had the whole family over. Everybody was moving. I don't know what you would do moving this like with all this going on.
Yeah, so we're definitely in social distancing mode here. All non-essential travel has been closed down. So we've actually closed our borders between states here. So you can't even, like, we're in Victoria, but to actually drive to New South Wales or the Australian Capital Territory, ACT, for you to go into another state at the moment, you actually have to go through a police checkpoint and you have to produce or give a valid reason as to why you should be allowed access to the neighbouring state, because certain areas in Australia here, we've got major airports, and what's been happening here is that a lot of our cases are coming in from overseas, and then those people are being leashed out into the community, and then they're spreading it. So there's not a lot of community-to-community cases here. It's more travelers coming in and then spreading it because they're allowed to travel freely around the country. So they've shut that down. But yeah, even it opens, like I have to stand a meter and a half from anyone, only two people in the property at any one time. So if it's a group or a family coming to look at a property, they can't bring mum, dad, the kids, you know, the grandparents. It has to be mum and dad only, leave the kids at home, you know, all very shut down. But, you know, life goes on. We do our best and, you know, that's all you can do until, you know, everyone's sort of waiting to see if we go to stage three here and they just completely shut everything down.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't go any further. I mean, I know that we're all struggling, you know, travel industry, I'm sure the real estate industry, like you said, you guys are having your struggles. Folks are having to modify, just like you said, getting around state to state. So let's just hope this all gets its way around and goes away quickly. So let me ask you something, because I know you're a huge Disney fan. I want to ask you what Marlesa was asking. So we're all going to borrow your country of Australia, bring it to Epcot. That's a given. That's what we want. That's what I want. So there you go. And you'll have to be an ambassador for us. But what about it? What would you do for a character meal? What would you do if you could make one?
Well, normally when I call in or when I'm listening to the show, I'm normally in the car by myself. So because we're isolating and we're working from home, my husband's in IT and he's actually here. So he's been listening to the show on the computer as we've gone along this morning. And when the question came up, we straight away looked at each other because he's a massive Star Wars fan. So we straight away said Star Wars definitely as a character meal, because who doesn't want to get harassed by Chewie?
Oh, I know. Or like, you know, a stormtrooper telling you to move along to your table or down the buffet. Move along.
Yeah.
That's too many waffles.
Or the Jawa
move along.
Trying to come. Jawa is trying to come and trade for your bacon.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give you a sausage for that bacon. Yes.
Exactly. So, you know, we both said Star Wars. And then for the pavilion, it was really funny because we said Australia straight away. So, you know, we'd do the, obviously, the koalas, like come and take a photo with a koala. So I'm not sure if a lot of people realize. One of the things that we tell our American friends, because we have friends that live in Orlando, when we went to visit them and we came over for Wine and Dine last year, koalas actually naturally carry chlamydia.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't realize that.
Okay. Let me just get a teddy bear.
So we always have a bit of a laugh when people, like when tourists come over to Australia and they stand there and they cuddle their koala. It's like, do you realize that you're cuddling a chlamydia-filled bear? Like,
okay, let me
Australians
file.
Know it.
But let me file that in the stuff I didn't need to know, but now I know. So there you go.
Yeah, so, you know, we always find it really funny because Australians all know it, but nobody else sort of seems to know. And when people become aware, they're like, oh my goodness, I just touched this bear. Oh, gross. And they're all grossed out then. And 10 minutes ago, they were like, oh, this little bear is so cute and it's so fluffy.
I like deer and I like bears, you know, I like grizzly bears, but I'm also not going to hug one of those either. So I'll look at it that way from now on.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, definitely Australia. You know, we have this thing here. I don't know. I don't think you guys have Bunnings in America, but our big hardware chain is Bunnings here. And on Saturday mornings, you can go to Bunnings and they have what's called a sausage sizzle. So before you walk in, sporting clubs and groups have, you know, a little tent out the front and they've got sausages on the grill. And you go along and you pay your $2 and you get a sausage with mustard and tomato sauce and onions and in a piece of bread.
Ooh, that sounds so good. I like that. That sounds great.
Yeah, so it's like an institution, and they recently shut it down, obviously, because of what's going on. But, you know, there was a really funny case here last year where a guy actually got a serious fine because the sausage sizzle at Bunnings is such an iconic thing here that a guy with a drone flew his drone from his house to Bunnings with a note attached to the drone to pick up a sausage to bring it back to his house. And he got a fine.
What? That sounds like that's a genius idea. He should get a reward, not a fine. He should be getting, you know, all the sausage or snizzles or whatever they're called he wants.
and Amazon have been talking about doing this drone delivery system for ages. Like, imagine the money they'd be making right now.
That's what I'm saying. What if we had that? That'd be perfect for right now. I mean, you know, everybody has to deliver stuff to your front door like it's a ticking bomb. You know, like, just drop it off and run. You know, just make sure they don't open the door.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the FedEx guy rang our doorbell like 5 times yesterday. I thought we were being robbed or something because he dropped something and then just like was back in his truck immediately. It was crazy. It's nuts. Yeah, we need drones.
Yeah, our postal guys at the moment, if they bring you a parcel, they'll actually put it down on the ground in front of you and they won't let you sign for delivery. They'll actually sign for you and they won't hand you the parcel. They'll actually put it down on the ground and you have to pick it up off the ground.
Crazy. Great, man. How is how the world has changed in a month?
I know. I've been in real estate for 8 or 9 years now, and I've never worked at home in real estate. So we've been home, 2 weeks? This is the second week now. Just working from home. So, you know, my husband, he does it regularly because he's in IT. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's a real learning curve. But my our two fluffy puppies are loving it. I don't know what they'll do when we go back to work. They'll probably think we've given up on them or abandoned them, but right now they're loving it.
Yes, I will say that because we have Riley, Paige's dog, because Paige is back from Mizzou, which is our university. And by the way, one of our best basketball players on the women's basketball team next year is going to, she's from Australia, and she just barely got back in before they closed the borders because she had to head back immediately from here. But we're excited to have her playing on the team next year. But Paige is with us now, and she has a golden doodle. And this dog is loving the self-isolation because this dog is never by itself. You know, it's like always getting petted, and it's getting so spoiled. I mean, same thing. When this thing ends, that dog is going to be so sad. It'll be crying all day.
I know. Our dogs are, I don't know what they're going to do. I had to leave the house this morning for an open, and when I got back, they were quite panicked. They're like, where's mom gone? Where's mom gone?
No, don't go out to that scary old world. That's it. All right. Well, hey, we're at the top of the hour, so I got to run. But you guys, thank you so much for calling down in Australia. Please tell your husband thank you for listening. And you guys stay safe and healthy. And, you know, we're doing this tomorrow, the next day. So give us a call in the morning if you have time. We'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Will do.
All right.
Take care. Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. How cool is that, everybody, getting calls from all over the country and Australia tonight? And we are truly all in this together. We are. We're going to make it. It's going to be rough, but we can make it. And we're going to be more appreciative on the other side. All right, well, it is top of the hour, so that's going to do it for tonight's show. We'll be back again tomorrow night, Saturday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Should we make it another happy hour? Because I think this was kind of fun. Let's do it. So tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, we'll be taking your calls for an hour. Please put it on the calendar. I know you're not going out and doing a whole lot, so come on, join me, and I sure appreciate that. So my wish for you is that you're happy, healthy, and safe tonight. Stick in there. We'll be back again in just 23 short hours. So until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.